this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
The state government is attempting to build a light rail in Sydney. They call it Tomorrow's Sydney. I saw what it's done to George Street again the other day. I couldn't believe the mess. Well, one other area that's been particularly hit hard is Surry Hills, and particularly Devonshire Street. Now, we've got a pub that's boarded up along the route of this rail line. But one man has been hit particularly hard, and this the Sunday Telegraph ran this piece at the weekend, is Sam Kumar, who runs the Indian restaurant Bollywood Merch Masala. He's on the line. He's gone from making $3,000 a day to barely $300. Sam, thanks for coming on. It's dreadful what's happened.
Yeah, thanks, mate. We were doing fantastic job here. As you know, Devonshire Street is a very busy street, close to the central station, mate. Suddenly, this work started last September, and because everything is closed down on both sides, people can't move from other side of the central station. And Mike, because this work is so slow, and we lost completely business. We were taking 3,000 approximately a day. $300, I come 7 o'clock in the morning, leave 10 o'clock. Me, my wife, I started 1969 in Potts Point. I'm the oldest Indian restaurateur in Sydney. Might never seen like that. 17 hours, $300. That's also gross. It's really, we hit very badly. It's our situation is now, we're going to close down the restaurant. We spoke to the landlord. Landlord is not helpful, sitting in Hong Kong. They doesn't wanted to know anything what's happening in Sydney, man. So, and they increase the rent, not decrease the rent. So we are not getting any help from anyone. It's not only me, Bollywood Mitch Masala, but other people also. They are very much concerned the way they are losing. Next to me was a Japanese restaurant from last 14 years, mate. They are closed down.
They're gone, are they?
Everything. They're
so
gone, mate.
When the government and the agencies involved with the construction of this thing came to you and said, listen, this is where we're going to build it, it's going to disrupt movement in the street, did you have any idea it would be as bad as it is?
No, not at all. And according to time frame also, they are very much behind, because when I come in the morning, just an example, hardly any worker is working. Exactly 12 o'clock, 11:30, 12 o'clock, when with the lunch business to start, they start digging and noise and dust so much. Nobody's sitting here. Nobody comes anymore.
It's funny you say that, because when I walked down George Street the other day, it was Sunday morning. And I thought to myself, given the disruption of this thing, wouldn't you think that the government would demand 7-day-a-week construction to get the bloody thing finished?
Yeah, that's right. 100%. That's what we were asking. That's what we're saying. Why not you finish it up to 11 o'clock, 11:30?
Or work at night.
They go. They finish here 2 o'clock, 2:50, 2:30. They're gone. And in the morning when you come here, they're not doing anything. Just have a cup of coffee or tea here in the hand. There's just nothing is happening. Exactly 11, 12 o'clock, they start digging or doing something, which is disturbing the business. What my point is, not that we are suffering. Every street in Devonshire Street is suffering so badly. I talked to them today, whole day. Everyone is coming to talk to me. And the government is just not listening.
Have you had any rent assistance at all? I mean, New South Wales coordinator Marg Prendergast says they've been in constant contact with local business. Is that true?
No, they are coming here. That's not. Yes, 100%. They came. They spoke to us, and whatever they are asking, we provided to them. But nothing happened. We not seen any single dollar to help us. I am 67-year-old. And my wife, we both are very sick. We are in situation to close down by next week this restaurant completely. And what's going to happen, we're going to end up in Dole, because nobody's going to give me job after 67. No one. So our situation is this. We are really very badly suffering. As you said in the beginning, we are the most hit in this street.
So in the... in all those years where you've done all those curries and made everybody's life so much better because of the good food that you serve, you're going to end up at 67 having to go on the dole because the state government have screwed your business up with this construction.
You're right. Minister Andrew is not listening. The Premier Gladys is not listening anything. We are going and telling, and newspapers are saying something to them. Nobody just bother about us, anything. And our situation in this, might we are end up in the doll line, because this is the situation. I am not well. I'm very sick now. 69 when I started, the Prime Minister, the President, all over the world, people used to come. Indian cricket team. I am the oldest restaurateur, and I used to look after in my restaurant in Potts Point, the biggest restaurant in Potts Point. And see what happened to me? $300. This is just a joke.
It's very sad, and we feel very sad for you, Sam. Thank you for talking to us. Appreciate it very much.
No, thank you very much for bringing me on the line.
Good
thank
on you, Sam Kumar. There, that's a disgrace that they just be left like that. Absolute disgrace. 14-7.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.